conservative. At conservativetribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Well, it turns out that old "we're from the IRS and you'll be arrested if you don't pay immediately" scam has a new twist this year. It's the IRS phishing fraud. Amy Nossiger, a fraud expert at AARP, says it works this way.
Someone, again, claiming to be from the IRS will say that your refund is larger than anticipated, but they just need to check your bank account information and verify it so they can expedite your refund.
Good rule of thumb is that you just hang up. If you get an email, just delete it. Keep in mind the IRS trying to stop these attempts, and they do want to hear about them. Well, there is concern at the White House about some new tension with Russia. USA Radio's Chris Barnes following the story for us from Washington.
Russian planes flying dangerously close to a U.S. naval ship and a Polish aircraft.
Presidential spokesman Josh Earnest, as the U.S. and Poland have been conducting joint exercises in the Baltic Sea, Earnest saying the Russian actions raise serious safety concerns.
This incident is entirely inconsistent with the professional norms of militaries operating in proximity to each other in international waters and international airspace.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes. A Houston deputy constable expected to recover from an overnight ambush outside a convenience store. Police say the officer was shot 6 times in the back and in the side by a suspect who approached him from behind while he was leaning into his patrol car. The suspect in that case is still at large. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning. At 11:02, it is 50 degrees in Flemington and clear. The forecast for today is sunny with a high near 60. Tonight, there's going to be a low of 33 and there's a chance of some patchy frost. Friday is going to be sunny with a high of 62, and Saturday will be a repeat of Friday. And then Sunday, it really kicks into high gear, and it's sunny with a high of 71 and up to 75 on Monday.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, National Library Week is April 10th through 16th. We're actually in the middle of National Library Week.
We are.
I wrote this last week, actually, Jennifer, so we're celebrating by giving away gift baskets at four locations, so make sure to stop by the library. We'll explain that later on. The Friends of the HCL book sale is less than 1 month away. It's actually a scant, how many weeks now, Jennifer? Updated. 2 weeks?
Two weeks from this weekend, yes.
2 weeks from Saturday is the Friends of HCL book sale. If you have books and DVDs you'd like to donate, time's running out. We'll tell you all about donating, volunteering, attending the book sale, etc. Jennifer can picture in her mind a world without war, a world without hate. And then she can picture attacking that world because they'd never expect it. Entries are now being accepted for the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. Plenty of upcoming programs in April and May to tell you about, and much, much more on today's library show. Okay, Jennifer, do I need to explain what our opening song was?
No.
By the way, good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim. No.
And good morning to our audience. Thanks for tuning in. What is our opening
song? We have
song?
A couple. Mary Poppins, overture.
The overture to Mary Poppins. Always, reminds me of a spring day, since it's a nice spring day out there today.
It is. And we should say hello to a new listener, Jean.
Jean.
In Pennsylvania. Describe
who Jean is and how she came to know about our show.
Jean found out about our show from Facebook and was asking me about it. She's a woman that we've had lunch, dinner with many times over the years.
Friend of the family?
No, she sits at the table at the place we used to go and would wave.
Oh, is this another buffet person?
It is. And now that we've had to move to different restaurants, now they actually talk to us.
So have you never going to see these people again?
No. We still see them.
He found a new restaurant to go to?
Yeah.
Which one?
There's another buffet kind of near Park, so we go, and not as often, but
That's pretty far away.
I know, that's why we don't go as often. Okay. But
And my last question, is Jean a dancing machine?
I bet in her youth she sure was.
Yeah?
I'd be willing to bet.
What town in Pennsylvania does she live in?
Levittown.
Okay. I've never been through Levittown. Is it all the houses look the same?
I don't know if I've ever been to Levittown.
Isn't that one of those prefab towns?
And she actually has owned her home. She's the original owner of her house. I think she said for 63 years.
Wow, impressive. So,
and Morgan will be listening tomorrow. She's not listening live.
Oh, darn.
There goes Morgan again.
Sure, some of my imaginary friends may have tuned in. We'll see.
Okay,
Jennifer, we had a couple programs this week to update since I didn't see them and you were there, and then some coming up this coming week. Unsung Heroines, Jennifer, we had on Tuesday, April 12th at the library. How did that go with Martin Mosho?
Oh, it went very well, except he was unfortunately coming from Mercer County, which is, I always say, the hardest place to get to the library from.
Why?
And just, I guess, the way you have to come at the library. But he got lost in Hopewell. So he didn't even, usually when they hit 20231 North, they start
It's very hard to get lost around here, Jennifer.
Please. But he was about half an hour late, but everyone waited, and he was quite interesting. I didn't stay for the program.
Was there an unsung heroine of the Civil War that was good at directions? that he talked about?
I don't know.
Who was an unsung heroine of the Civil War?
Did you listen to last week's show?
I did, but I don't remember what you said.
Rose Greenhow was one of the spies. I went through a phase.
Well, she is unsung. I've never heard of her.
I went through a phase where I was very interested in the spies of the Civil War, the female spies of the Civil War. They would use their feminine wiles to get in good with the soldiers.
Ah.
And then they would tuck messages in their hair, or they would quilt notes into their skirts, or actually quilt the actual directions.
There's actually a show on, I think it was HBO, called Turn, about Revolutionary War spies and things very similar to that. And the quick program note.
Okay. I just got a message from Scott. Scott needs a shout out too. He's finally listening.
Who is Scott, Jennifer?
He's another friend of mine. He manages the Tilted Kilt in
South Brunswick. To the Jennifer Winberry and Friends show.
Jim, I've never had.
He's a manager of the Tilted Kilt?
Uh-huh. I've never had friends before,
right,
Jim.
Ask
this is
him,
new.
If I wanted us to go to the Tilted Kilt, what special offer does he give? Is there any happy hours?
There are loads of happy hours.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And anytime Scott
will pass along his happy hours if he wants to send you message your happy hours.
I just gave you a yell.
I just know a few of my friends probably would very much enjoy going.
They
to
do, and anytime Scott's around, it's a happy hour. Let me tell you.
Oh, for Christ's sake!
But if you look on their website, they do have the happy hours listed.
Jennifer is kissing up to our audience now.
I'm so happy to have friends. What can I say?
That's good. I'm glad. And they're tuning in. So we do appreciate it. So thank you, Scott, for tuning in. And good luck with this is a new business venture of his?
Yes.
He's the manager.
He's the manager.
Okay.
Yes.
So he's not the owner.
No.
He's the manager.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he's got a little poll there.
Yes.
So if we can say mention the library show and get...
Well, you know what?
Half off your drink or something?
When we do Library Card Month in September, I will indeed hit him up.
Oh, sure.
There you go.
Awesome. Okay, where was I?
Travis Wetzel last night.
Oh, yeah, and Travis Wetzel, famous bluegrass fiddler, visited the Hunterdon County Library last night. I was unable to attend. Oh, this is where I was, Jennifer. I want to thank you last week for filling in admirably without me being here.
You're welcome.
I heard the show went very well.
Did you listen?
I did listen.
So you know it didn't go all that well.
I heard, Jennifer. That's what heard means, that I listened.
Well, sometimes it also means you heard tell.
Secondhand, right.
Right. Was it
fun? Did you enjoy doing it by
yourself? I would have enjoyed it if I had really believed you weren't coming and been a little more prepared.
I told you I wasn't coming.
You thought you were going to make it. At 10:30, you told me for sure you weren't.
No, you know why? Because I was in a hospital down in Philly, and there was no cell service. So it was hard to get a message.
Oh, okay.
I had to go, walk a half mile to get...
I'm sorry to hear that. You had to leave the operating room. No. Okay, happy hour is 4 to 7, Monday through Friday.
And this is the Tilt-A-Kilt. Jennifer, where is that located?
It is on...
Unfortunately, not a member of the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, but...
It's 1 mile north of Forestall Village on... 5 miles north of Forestall Village on Route 1.
Okay, right on Route 1?
Right on Route 1. Beer Buckets and Scott's GM. He's a general manager. Thanks. There's drink specials from 4 to 7, Monday through Friday.
A general manager in a restaurant similar to a general manager, say, of a baseball team?
There's so many things going through my mind right now that I'm not going to say. And I do like it because there's New York sports fans there.
I hope so. Okay, so when are happy hours again?
Monday through Friday, 4 to 7.
Oh.
Beer Buckets, and he's still typing, so let's see.
Beer Buckets? Okay. By the way, how did your Mets start out? I haven't really checked. How they doing?
Lunch special, burger and fries for $7.95, and it's actually in Monmouth Junction, not South Brunswick.
I know Monmouth Junction. I used to go home from college that way.
Yes, yeah, so
and at Monmouth
it.
Junction, I'd hook a right and go whatever that road is, cut down through Hightstown.
Right.
Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about Hunterdon County.
Let's talk about Hunterdon County.
Specifically the library.
All right, let's get back.
So how was the Travis Wetzel concert?
It was really good.
Too.
It was very good.
Travis Wetzel's been on the Grand Ole Opry. He comes, visits us annually at the Hunterdon County Library. And he's just an exceptional performer. Did he do the Orange Blossom special?
He did. At 9 o'clock he started.
He gives a long concert. You get your money's worth with Travis Wetzel.
Yeah, sure. I think it ended about 9:15, and then he and his entourage packed up. But what was really astonishing, usually he brings Ron Greenstein as his bass player, and Bob Suter is his... banjo player or guitar player, and he had two different guys with him tonight. I don't know what 9CL means, Scott. And the banjo player, I guess, had played with him a couple times, but I didn't hear the story. But the bass player, he met down in South Jersey, and I forget the name of the place, the country music
place.
On
a crossroads down in South Jersey?
No, there's a music place that people go to hear down in South Jersey.
Do you understand my reference there?
I don't, but I'll figure it out. I'm sure it's a Bruce thing.
No.
And near Tuckerton. It begins with an A, rat, so why can't I remember it? Anyway, he met the guy last week.
Avalon.
No. He met the guy last week.
Atlantic City.
This is the first time he played with them. So that was really, but he did really well.
Okay, Jennifer, if you meet a musician at a crossroads, usually at midnight, who are you meeting? Or you meet
the devil.
Correct. So I just wanted to make sure we didn't invite the devil to perform at the library, Jennifer.
No, we did not.
Okay, we had a program scheduled for tonight. Unfortunately, we had to cancel it.
So why are we going to tell people
about it? The library attendance, it was an estate. It was a financial education series program. We had other one in series that went very well. Unfortunately, everyone's doing well with the – everyone's prepared, obviously, Jennifer, for the financial challenges of retirement.
So yeah, I am. It's going to work till I die.
So congratulations to everyone out there that's already prepared for that. We have a program tomorrow, Jennifer, at the North County Branch Library, a special afternoon. It's another investment program, Jennifer. which is not canceled. Is your money in the right hands? The Investor Advocacy Project, a program led by students at Seton Hall University Law School, engages in the direct representation of New Jersey residents seeking restitution under FINRA. All right, so this is a lot to talk about, Jennifer. So is your money in your right hands? If it's not in the right hands, I suggest going to the North County Branch Library.
And whose hands would be the right hands, Jim Thatch?
A good financial advisor.
Oh, not yours?
No. I have the whoever the county assigns. Actually, he's a friend of mine. I play basketball. Friday, don't sidetrack me like this. By the way, if you've noticed a bump in production values on this radio show, it's because Jim Thatch is in the production seat today.
Jennifer's taking the day off.
Yes, Jennifer's relaxing over there. She's still – I was actually very happy to hear how prepared you were for last Thursday's radio show.
I'm really
show.
Glad we don't have cameras in here yet.
Because you're never that prepared when I'm here.
Of course not.
And then last week you worked.
Because the books were out.
The midnight oil.
Because the books were out, Jim, let me tell you.
Okay, once again, if your money is not in the right hands, go to the North County Branch Library tomorrow at 1 p.m. The North County Branch Library is located in Clinton on 65 Halsted Street. All our programs that Jennifer and I talk about are free and open to the public. Go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar on the bottom right corner of the homepage to see all of our programs, specifically this program, more information about each program, and if you would like to reserve seats. Saturday, April 16th, Jennifer, is the Delaware Beach Society annual open house at the North County Branch Library. It's Saturday, once again, April 16th, from 1 to 4 p.m. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. The Delaware Beach Society will demonstrate bead crochet, bead stringing, bead weaving, wire work, metal work, kumihimo beading. Do you know what that is?
I don't. I used to have a little bead flume.
So if you want to know what kumihimo beading is, there's only one place to do that tomorrow. It's at the North County Branch Library.
Not tomorrow.
Saturday, April 16th from 1 to 4 p.m.
Yes. Do you want to go to a commercial break real fast? I want to talk about the seat. I want to talk about the seat exchange. Or you want to plow through the last two programs?
When is the seat exchange, Jennifer?
It's Monday.
It's Monday? Okay, we'll go to a break since Jennifer is going to give you a lot of details about the seed program. So we'll be back right after this.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. Producer, are we doing Today in History first, or are we doing the seed exchange?
I'll leave it up to you, Jennifer. Normally, at this time of the show, we do Today in
History. Let's do Today in History,
then. But you are very...
I'm very excited, but let's prolong the anticipation.
Okay. It's time for Today in History. We have no music in today. I would sing it, but just not feeling it.
Don't know much
biology.
Don't remember. I don't know the words.
Much about science
books. Don't remember the French I took.
Okay.
But I do know. Okay.
Keep singing and I'll go back. Mm-hmm. It's time for Today in History. Or hum it. Nice job, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. See, Jennifer really brings her A game today. Thank you.
Welcome.
Last week, I think, really maybe lit a fire under you or something.
I'm really glad we don't have cameras in here yet.
Okay. Today in History. Every week at this time, I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on this date, which happens to be April 14th. And also some people that were born or died, a little name recognition game, people that I know just by hearing their name or reading the name, see if Jennifer knows who they are. You'd be astonished to know how much or how little sometimes she does know.
I'm astonished at how much you know sometimes.
How little I know.
No, how much you know.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Jennifer, let's start back in 1715. The Yamasee War begins in South Carolina. Can you describe in any way the Yamasee War? This is something I didn't know about. April 14th, 1715, the Yamasee War begins.
Why? Y-A-M?
Y-A-M-A-S-E-E.
I'm going to guess it's some sort of Native American war.
Very good. That's a start. That's what we like to call in the business a start, Jennifer. Okay, the Yamasee War. When the country was new, it was early 1715. Early
17,
I was going to ballpark the year when I know exactly when it was. The Yamasee was an Indian. It was the Creek Indians. There was kind of unrest. So some South Carolina politicians met with the Indian chiefs, and they murdered them.
Nice.
They murdered the South Carolina. The Indians murdered the South.
Oh.
And then the Indians just started running amok in South Carolina, almost taking over the colony.
There was a misplaced antecedent.
Yes. So they, I mean, it was very bad, almost where they were able, I mean.
That's terrible.
It was quite an uprising. And the only reason they were able to put it under control was because the Cherokee Indians took the side of the colonists because they were enemies of the Creek Indians. And that's how we got through it.
I see.
Otherwise, history could have been quite different then in South Carolina.
History's different enough in South Carolina.
1775. Okay, Jennifer. 1775 on April 14th. The first abolition society in North America is established, the Society for the Relief of Free Negroes Unlawfully Held in Bondage. Who organized that group?
Thomas Jefferson.
Incorrect.
Am I close?
Yes.
George Washington.
Incorrect.
I don't know.
They were both slave owners, Jennifer.
I know,
both,
but that's why South. It would have been ironic that Thomas Jefferson was.
Looking for Benjamin Franklin.
Among he was a very... Now,
other great things he did, like founding the first library. Thank you, Benjamin Franklin.
Can I just ask you something else? Couldn't you have better starting? Never mind. If Benjamin Franklin did everything that he is attributed to him,
yes.
Did he ever sleep?
He actually, his famous saying is...
early to bed,
early to rise.
Yeah.
Exactly, Jen. He went... I think he...
I mean, he was over in France half the time with his five other families.
He lived an amazing life. Okay. I don't know what to say.
Okay.
We all our lives pale. And, I don't know. Where am I going with this?
To the next year.
1828, Jennifer. Who copyrights his first edition of his dictionary on this date?
Noah Webster.
Correct. I like the name Noah.
If you had a son, would you name him Noah?
I don't know. Now that I think about
I really
it,
don't think you would.
I don't like
allow
the biblical
it.
Connotation, but...
He saved the entire. He saved all of creation. How could you not like the biblical connotation?
I don't know. Do you believe that story?
Again, it's kind of like Benjamin Franklin.
Who would win in a fight between Benjamin Franklin and Noah?
I don't know, because Noah lived to be quite old. So he.
So did Benjamin Franklin.
Not as old as Noah.
Benjamin Franklin was in a wheelchair later on.
Was he?
I think Noah would probably win that
probably
fight.
Probably kick his.
Yeah. Okay. Unless Benjamin Franklin invented something that could incapacitate Noah.
Well, and if Noah were wet from the flood and Benjamin Franklin had that kite with the key.
Okay,
on
moving on. 1846, Jennifer. Who departs Springfield, Illinois for California on what will become a year-long journey of hardship and survival?
I want to say the Donner Party.
That is correct.
Really?
Because there was another adjective I could have used, cannibalism, that would have given it away.
That would have given it away.
But you got it without that, so kudos to you, Jennifer.
Thank you, because I was leaning toward John Sutter, but...
Oh, yeah. But he didn't leave Springfield, Illinois. I believe he left Lambertville, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. True. Maybe he stopped in Springfield.
Okay, Jennifer, in 1865, who was murdered on this date in 1865?
Abraham Lincoln.
Correct. Shot in Ford's Theater by John Wilkes Booth. He died the next day.
Do you know
day.
What he shout? What John Wilkes Booth shouted?
Carpe diem, something.
Something thus to all tyrants.
Yeah, but it was in Latin.
Yes.
He said it in Latin.
Good for him.
Good for him. John Wilkes Booth? Nothing good about him, Jennifer. Murdered the most, probably the greatest man ever to trod on this planet. Good for
but
him.
But would he have continued to live up to that reputation had he lived?
I don't know. We'll
See?
Never know.
It's kind of, you know.
He did enough in that short
a lot
span
of
time.
Your game.
He was president for the... Oh, let's not get into it. I'm a big Abraham Lincoln fan. Just
I know you are.
Okay, 1912, Jennifer. The British passenger liner. This is a big day in history.
I know, the Titanic sank today.
The Titanic hits an iceberg in the North Atlantic. Here's my question to you. Within 15 minutes, what time did it hit the iceberg?
It was late at night. All the rich people were having dinner. Let's say 10:30.
11:40. Close.
Not bad.
Okay, Jennifer. American author John Steinbeck published what on this date in 1939?
Three things come to mind immediately. Let's see how long.
Say the most obvious one.
East of Eden.
Nope.
Of Mice and Men.
No.
The Grapes of Wrath.
The Grapes of Wrath is correct, Jennifer. Again, this is interesting. Another thing I didn't know, the last event that happened on this date, and this isn't a tragic one. So,
oh, thank goodness.
At the Academy Awards, Jennifer, for the first time ever, and I don't think it's happened since.
What year was this?
1968.
That was a good year.
Were you born?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay. So maybe you remember this.
Yeah.
Okay, Jennifer. There was a tie.
Really?
For the Academy Award for Best Actress. Any idea who the two actresses were, or just one of them, I'd be impressed.
Don't they, like...
There was a tie.
Why do they have an even number of people voting? And don't they have some way to break tie? Do you think they've...
I'm sure they've solved the problem since then.
68. Audrey Hepburn.
Hmm. Last name is correct.
Katharine Hepburn.
Correct. And the other woman is also a singer. She still performs now, famous singer.
Rosemary Clooney?
No.
No, she's dead.
I don't know, a hint without giving it away.
Well, give me the hint and give it away.
She's Jewish.
Oh, Barbara Streisand.
Correct. I gave it away. What hint would you have given without giving it away? I wonder what movie Barbara Streisand won a Best Actress for.
Well, let's ask a librarian.
To ask Yentl. Was it The Way We Were? No, that was in 68. What was she in the 19th? Funny Girl? It was Funny Girl.
I would have guessed. You sure it wasn't 1969?
You're kidding.
It was
right?
It's 69.
It says 68 here, Jennifer.
Well, on the History Channel, it says 1969.
Well, the History Channel's wrong, Jennifer. The History Channel, you mean the same channel that told us that Samuel Adams single-handedly won independence for this country?
Yes. The funny Girl, you're correct. And
Thank you.
Brian and I were just talking about the movie Katharine Hepburn won, Lion in Winter.
Oh, yeah. What's that about?
It's about Eleanor of Aquitaine.
Oh, boy.
And Richard
Blindhorn.
I know I did. Do you know who presented the award?
No.
Ingrid Bergman.
Why is that so interesting?
It's not. It's just here.
Who's Ingrid Bergman again? What was she in?
Casablanca.
That was Ingrid Bergman?
Wasn't it?
No.
No?
Was it? No, maybe it was. Okay, moving on, Jennifer. Some people who were born or died on this date. Boy, this is taking a long time today. We're not going to be able to get you to your seat thing until after the half-hour weather
right,
report.
That's right. We can do that.
Okay, Jennifer, in 1866, on April 14th, Anne Sullivan is born.
She was Helen Keller's tutor.
Correct. And you never hear really about her, and she was the important one in this. She had the patience to teach that young girl all that she taught her.
She did. She was in Casablanca. Don't be ridiculous.
Okay, I agree.
Okay.
Okay.
And the Bells of St. Mary, one of your favorite. Okay. Anne Sullivan. Yes, she was very patient. Can you name two women who played Anne Sullivan?
Patty Duke played Helen Keller, I believe.
Yeah, and then she went on to... Then she played Helen...
Oh, I know. Anne Bancroft. Thank you.
Thanks.
Where did I pull that out of?
Way to go. And then Patty Duke then played... Anne Sullivan to Melissa Gilbert's Helen Keller.
So I got them both.
You got them both. You're awesome, Jim.
Thank you. Rod Steiger was born on this date in 1925.
Twilight Zone. The host of the Twilight Zone.
And
no.
That was I'm drawing a blank on his name.
I don't know, but I said it with such a
I only know him. He was in a lot of movies.
He was a character actor.
Yes, but he also was in a famous musical.
You're going to say it and I'll kick myself, but go ahead.
Good. I want to see that. Oklahoma. He played Curly.
Curly, yeah.
Not Curly.
Judd.
Judd Fry. Yes, correct. Judd Fry was
Poor
Rod Steiger.
Judge is dead.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, 1932, Loretta Lynn was born?
She was Hot Lips Houlihan. No. That was Loretta Swit. Loretta Lynn was a country singer, the coal miner's daughter.
Correct. Excellent answer. Couldn't have said it better myself. 1940 on April 14th, Julie Christie. Julie Christie. Most famous that I know her for is Lara in Dr. Zhivago.
Oh.
Have you seen that movie?
I have. I know. You know what? I get creeped out with the coffin in the beginning, so I usually have to skip ahead.
I don't know if I've ever plowed through that movie and watched the whole
thing
in one sitting.
I haven't watched
sitting.
It from beginning
it's
to
like,
end.
It's a long movie, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Okay, died. Finally got four people who died, Jennifer, just
Yay.
For you. Thank Starting you. In 1995, Burl Ives.
He was Big Daddy and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, but he's also more famously known for Sam the Snowman and Rudolph for the voice of Sam the Snowman.
Correct. And he played the banjo and had a lot of other hits for holiday classics and Disney movies. He was in... I believe it was called Summer Magic. He had a very nice song called On the Front Porch. Ever hear that song? If you were in this seat, we could have played it.
Okay.
But I have no idea how to do that. My production values only go so far, Jennifer.
Okay.
But what they do, what production values are here are top notch. Okay, died in 1999. Actually, I have two people who died on the same day in 1999. A very black day in entertainment history, Jennifer. Okay. Ellen Corby died.
She was the grandmother on
Wow. I'm
Walton.
Impressed.
Really?
Very good. How did you know that?
Because I used to watch The Waltons.
Anthony Newley died on the same day.
Oh, I don't know.
Probably
Anthony
within
Newley.
Scant hours of Ellen Corby. Anthony Newley was actually, he wrote a lot of songs, but I know him for being, I think his name was Matthew in Dr. Doolittle.
Oh, I didn't see that.
The musical starring Rex Harrison,
yeah,
the movie?
I've never seen that.
No?
Mm-mm.
And finally, 2008, Ollie Johnson. You'll never get this one.
He is a golfer.
I like how you just tried to deduce by my reaction. No, incorrect. He was one of the seven old men for Walt Disney, one of their animators.
Oh, for the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yes, who animated all the Disney classics, Ollie Johnston. I believe he's written books and there's been movies.
Huh. Which dwarf was he?
He wasn't. He like drew.
Oh, he wasn't the model for the dwarf.
No,
he
was one of the animators. So there's a whole list of Disney characters that he drew, like from all the movies. I'm sure he might have drawn like Snow White, and he might have drawn Bambi, and he might have drawn.
I see. Okay.
Different illustrators drew different characters.
I misunderstood when you said seven old men.
That's okay, Jennifer. That's quite all right. All right, well.
Oh, at the bottom of the hour. Would you like an update of the weather?
Yes. We don't. Do we have to do the news?
No.
We don't have to do this. We're going to skip the news today. Is there any local news we want to catch anybody up on?
I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Let me think. There's going to be something that's happened around here.
No, but you know what? I just found out about a new place, new restaurant today, new cafe.
Don't say the Tilted Kilt.
No. It's in Hunterdon County. But, you know, Bluefish Grill.
That's the first? Okay, go ahead.
Bluefish Grill on Stengel Road and Factory Fuel next to it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was in there this morning asking about someone who used to work there. And they also have, I think it's called Grassroots.
Are you stalking somebody again?
I'm not stalking. Well, Scott, yes, I am stalking you. The Grassroots Cafe is inside Rutgers Nursery on 20231 North. Just
looks like
north
a cafe
of
in there?
Yeah.
I will only just go there to get mulch.
Well, now you can go in and get a cup of coffee and a scone. They have the best baker in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
At the nursery?
No,
why?
at this Factory Fuel. The baker is the best.
Oh. Yeah, Factory Fuel is a nice little space.
Yeah, so
if you haven't been in Factory Fuel, I suggest it. It's in the old kiln room of the Stengel Pottery.
They have an art show hanging on the wall.
Who's the artist?
I don't remember. It was really early this morning. But they also have the Grassroots Cafe inside the Rutgers Nursery.
Okay, why don't you catch us up on the weather, too, since we're halfway through the show?
Well, it still says it's 50 degrees out, but I'm willing to go out on a limb and say it got a little bit warmer. It is still going to be sunny today, Friday, Saturday. 60, 62, 63 with a low of 33 each night, possible frost. And then Sunday, it's going to go up to 71, and Monday, a high of 75.
I plan, and no rain either with one of those days?
There is no rain in the forecast as far as the eye can see.
I plan on playing golf on Sunday, so.
Where are you going to play golf?
Just a little dinky course down in Hopewell.
Oh, is that nice to say? Maybe you'll find our speaker from
that,
Tuesday night.
You know, Jennifer, that it was probably the most positive thing ever said about that golf course.
Where is it?
It's called Stony Brook. It's in the Hopewell.
Like where?
Like it's on a little deserted road, kind of paralleling 31. You know where that old you know the light where that Orlando's is? Mm-hmm. You take a left there and then a right. It's about a mile or two from there.
Interesting.
Is that what it's called now, Orlando's?
That's
not Hunterdon County anymore. We're in Mercer County.
That's like where the line is right there, yeah.
That's Mercer County, like where people get lost.
I had to go get one of our speakers one time. He called and he said, I'm a car and truck country. I talked to the salesman. I said, you keep in there. I will be. It was an older man, a World War II veteran.
Really?
Who was one of the – he was a pilot in World War – in World War II.
Was he trying to invade car
and
truck
country?
He
was in World War II, and he couldn't – the jug handles just eluded him. So I went and picked them. Don't move.
Jug handles are unique to our area. If you go down south, you try to describe a jug handle to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Jennifer, we promised our audience.
I know, and they've been sitting on the edge of their seat waiting to
I'm
hear.
Sure. I hope we didn't lose anybody that wants to hear all about our new seed exchange program.
Okay. Well, we were approached by two patrons, the Millers, and they thought we should have a seed exchange. And a couple libraries throughout the state do have seed exchanges. And what is a seed exchange, you might ask? Might you ask?
What is a seed exchange?
You bring in, if you buy too many packets of seeds or forgot you had basil, so you end up with a full packet of basil seeds. You bring them in, you put them in the drawer, and you look through and see what you'd like to take out in exchange.
Do you have to bring in a packet to pick one out?
Eventually, we will ask you to bring one for one.
Okay.
But not in the beginning. But then, say toward the end of the season, you grew some of the best tomatoes ever, and they were heirloom. They have to be heirloom tomatoes and non-hybrid, because hybrid tomatoes will that you can't save their seeds. They revert, or funny things might happen. Do you ever see that Gilligan's Island? Where they eat radioactive vegetables. But if you grow a certified heirloom
what
tomato.
What is your point, that actually could happen?
Possibly, not like that. What happened to
the Gilligan's Island crew when they ate radioactive vegetables? So they glow in the dark? I'm just going to guess here.
No. Like one of them had really, really good vision and she could see miles and miles and miles. And one had super energy from eating beets.
One of them could build a boat.
One of them ate spinach.
One of them could patch a hole in a boat and get off the island.
Please don't even get me started.
Patch? Oh, that's all I had to do.
I know.
The boat had a hole in the hull.
I know. Anyway. And like how many people were through there? It was like Grand Central there. Anyway. You've lost me. Oh, and then at the end of the season, so you've grown these great tomatoes. And they were heirloom tomatoes, and you're going to save the seeds. Well, you can pack off several and bring them in and put them in our library and make some notes for next year, and someone else will take them for next year. We've also had, and I forgot to bring the name of the seed company. I think it's Territorial Seeds.
Territorial, I believe, is correct.
Linda wrote a letter to them. Jackie Zuzzi, the director of the Washington Township Library in Morris County, has been a terrific help, helping us get this started. And she gave us some seed companies that might send us seeds. And this company sent us a huge box of seeds, free for nothing. So those seeds will be divided and handed out. And the first meeting, there's going to be two kickoff meetings, Monday, April 18th at 2 p.m. in the meeting room on the main level at headquarters, and Tuesday, April 19th at 7 p.m. on the lower level. So come to the introductory meeting, talk to each other, meet each other, and bring along a clean pot to swap. And reduce, reuse, and recycle is the theme of this the seed exchange.
And where will the seeds be stored?
We have repurposed a narrow drawer file cabinet, and it has been spray painted green. It will be on the lower level. And there will be more information about the actual exchange, taking and leaving of seeds. There will be a bulletin board with information. It'll become sort of a clearinghouse for Rutgers Cooperative and the Master Gardeners information. And there'll be a notebook where people can write, hey, these seeds are really great, or they took a long time to germinate, things like that.
Great. And there's a lot of gardeners in this area, as we know. So we take it very serious that our library, the Huntington County Library, is not just books anymore, Jennifer. Now we have seeds.
Now we have seeds.
Incredible. How many libraries have a seed catalog?
There's
some, there's
about half
a
dozen in New Jersey. But can I tell you, one of the libraries in Bucks County has cake pans that they lend.
Really?
Like fancy cake pans, like you want to make a clown for
okay.
your kids.
Oh, really?
Which I don't know if I'd want.
Somebody must have donated that.
I don't
That's
know.
Interesting.
It's interesting, but can you imagine like trying to clean those things if they don't come back clean? I'm just saying.
That would be an interesting question. What's the most unique things that libraries lend out?
You know what? Maybe it'll remind me when I get back and I will look into
that. Okay, because that'd be an interesting topic. I bet
you'd
be flabbergasted at some of the stuff.
That's a mighty big word for an 11-year-old.
I'm not 11, Jennifer. I'm 51.
That's all?
Oh, you were being sarcastic.
It's a joke.
All right, we have a few other items. Let me quickly talk.
Wait, you want to finish the programs for next week, or you want to talk about your other?
We'll hit up the rest of the programs at the end later. Of the show. Let's talk. We got the book sale, and let's talk about Community Day first. The Hunterdon Chamber is having the Community Day Saturday, June 4th, at the fairgrounds. Is that correct, Jennifer? Tell me if I misspeak in any way.
I will. Don't worry about that.
The Hunterdon County Library plans to attend as well. We're going to bring the bookmobile along. We're going to have a table set up. We're going to have some volunteers there to tell you all about the library. Maybe Jennifer will make an appearance. She'll sign some autographs. Maybe
Jennifer's in Reading that weekend.
Reading, PA?
Yeah.
It's not that far. Is it an air show?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good. All right. I will be there.
Okie dokie.
So, I mean, I know I don't have the star power that Jennifer has, but be happy to talk with you if you want to stop by the booth. We'll have plenty of information about all of our events, summer events coming up, our concert series, and our, what else do we got coming up, Jennifer? Our comic fest and the book, the art show.
The Garden Expo at...
The Garden Expo, the Saving Money with Your Library Card promotion, the photo show. So much coming up, and all our concerts. We'll be happy to talk to you about all that stuff. We may or may not have a little mini book sale, courtesy of the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. That's still in the works. I think we're going to have a quilt with some kids' books. So if your kids want to take a little break and on a quilt and read some kids' books selected by our children's librarians, they'd be welcome to do that. You could take a little tour of the bookmobile. Will they be allowed to tour the bookmobile, Jennifer?
Sure, of course, if the bookmobile's there.
And if you have your library card on you, can they take books out?
They absolutely can.
Great. So it's the library on wheels at the Community Day at the 4-H Fairgrounds on June 4th. So hopefully we'll see you then.
And is there going to be any entertainment at Community Day, Jim Thatch?
I don't think it's been confirmed yet.
Oh, awesome.
Because I checked their schedule online. They're tentatively talking with the British Invasion Tribute, which is an annual staple at the Hunterdon County Library and our summer concert series, but they may be showing up for Community Day too. Speaking of bands, another great local band, Jennifer, is Acoustic Road. Have you ever heard them perform?
I have, at the Hunterdon County Library, as a matter of fact.
Yes. Well, they're coming back to the Hunterdon County Library a scant week later, June 11th. And not just that, Jennifer, you won't believe this. It's not just having Acoustic Road is just enough. We have an outdoor art show and sale going on at the same time. They're just entertainment for a bigger event.
Wow.
I know. Control your enthusiasm.
I'm so excited.
We're going to have 75 of the finest local artists displaying their work on snow fences.
And
on the library lawn.
Playing in the background.
On June 11th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So make sure to circle that date on your calendar. Acoustic Road will be providing the background music. The artwork will be judged. There'll be prizes awarded. So if you're an artist and you want to enter the show, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. And there is a link for an entry form right on the homepage. We only accept the first 75 artists, and I think we have about 30 already. So
wow.
I would suggest getting that entry form in as soon as possible if you are a local artist. We accept all kinds of artwork, except all kinds of mediums, I should say, Jennifer, except photography, because we have a dedicated photography show in the fall. If you're not an artist, just remember to save the date and then come by.
Be an artistic supporter.
Okay, this is Grease reference.
I knew you'd get it.
Once again, throw me off the track. Okay, so they come by that day. We'll have the music and the art will be for sale
and
as well.
The music and the mirror.
What's that mean?
It's from a musical.
Music in the mirror?
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You've lost me.
I'm sure I
have. And you've lost all our listeners who were trying to find out when this art show and sale was. To find good chance you can find a, recently placed artwork to hang in your home and just see what talented artists that are in this area.
Well,
I wonder if my daughter, Kara, might be actually entering the show this year.
Really? Isn't her medium photography?
No. It's one of them, but
what
she
the
does other?
Other
things. She's been doing pen and ink. She's been doing, she's in college, so she's been experimenting with everything.
I bet she has been.
Oh, that's very good. She better not be. Okay, so that's the art show and sale. Once again, at the Hunterdon County Library on Saturday, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Okay, Jennifer, we're going to go to our last
commercial
break.
Update from the Tilted Kilt. There was some abbreviation I didn't understand. Also, after 9 p.m., they have price appetizers.
After 9 p.m.?
Yep.
That's pretty good.
Which
that's
is way past my bedtime.
It's reverse happy hour is what they call that, Jennifer.
Okie dokie.
Chili's has that too, but their happy hour menu is... Okay. Chili's is a wonderful place. A 100 county institution. Okay, we're going to our commercial break. I should have did it 30 seconds ago, but Jennifer now has got me to impugn myself over here.
Nice word.
We'll be back right after this.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatcher, the producer. Did you ever see that musical?
The Producers?
Yeah.
Yes, remember we talked about this the other week, Matthew Broderick, and did you ever watch that, where Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane did a spoof with Donald Trump in their producer role?
You have Yes. I have to see it on YouTube. I'll put it on my list of things.
Put it, Jennifer, it's hilarious. If you like The Producers, you're going to, it's sides, right. Your sides will be splitting.
Okay, well then what good, then my insides will fall out. Okay, so let's talk about, we have a week's worth of programs leading up to the book sale. Do you have any kind of fanfare or something?
That reminds me of a quote by the it said by Groucho Marx.
Inside of a dog, it's
Exactly. Outside of a dog, a book is a man's best friend.
Inside of a dog, it's too dark to read.
Correct. Boy, you are got your finger on the pulse today.
You've got your fingers on the buttons. That's why. A week from today, April 21st, yoga therapist Bonnie Pariser will be with us to talk about some basic yoga. Learn some basic yoga moves and concepts. With Bonnie, yoga can be a benefit to young and old, the flexible and inflexible. I would be the inflexible. But that yoga probably can't help me with that problem. Yoga poses can be adapted to all abilities and can be beneficial for a number of physical ailments. Wear comfortable clothing and bring a yoga mat if you have one, or if you prefer, you can use a chair.
Should we talk about the book sale before we hit it, all these programs?
I was going to lead up to the book sale. Okay. The book sale would be the grand finale.
It will be. All right. Sounds good.
The City Winds
Trio.
So
like that you didn't let me in on your plan, but...
I did at the break.
Let's go with it.
No, I did at the break. You didn't listen. That's a surprise. On Saturday, April 23rd, the City Winds Trio will be back performing Afternoon Delight, and this program is at 2 p.m., and it's postponed from Christmas when the oboe player had her baby. So that is Saturday, April 23rd at 2 p.m.
So the City Winds Quartet now?
Yes, I would say so. And all our programs are free and open to the public. For some of them, funding has been provided by the New Jersey State Council on the Arts the Department of State, a partner agency of the National Endowment of Arts, administered funds through the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission. And you should make reservations for all our programs by calling 908-788-1434 for our headquarters programs, or 908-730-6135 for our North County programs, or click on the events calendar at hclibrary.us. We round out our programs and music programs at headquarters in April with Mark Mikolas, country bluegrass singer-songwriter, on Wednesday, April 27th at 7 p.m. So if you didn't get enough bluegrass last night, stop by. And then on Thursday, April 28th at the North County Branch Library, we welcome back the Carrie Blue Band, and she will be singing Location, 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 all songs about locations, Route 66, Georgia on My Mind, New York State of Mind. And then on that same night at the Headquarters Library, we will be showing Brooklyn at 6 p.m., and you will not be able to see the rebroadcast of Brooklyn on Saturday, April 30th at 2 p.m. because you will be at the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library book sale.
Well, can you do both? I have one more program to add. I hate to ruin your little bit here, Jennifer. If I was included in the planning, I might have been able to play along a little bit better. But lectures and songs.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't have that. I've lost that flyer.
We do this every month with singer, pianist, narrator Fred Miller. This April, the topic is He Wrote That, Some Little-Known Names Behind Some of Our Best-Known Songs. This program will be performed Thursday, April 21st at the Hunterdon County Library at 2 p.m. And it will be repeated the Wednesday after, April 27th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. So if you've never heard Fred Miller, he does this afternoon concert series for us. He's been doing it for a good 20 years, I believe. Is it 20 years?
I think so, yeah.
I think it's been 20 years, and he always comes up with something fresh. So I highly recommend it. So once again, Jennifer mentioned, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner, and all the flyers and all the programs that Jennifer and I talk about on this show are there for you to view, to print out, to reserve seats, anything you want to do, to, you know, scoff at, to throw drinks at, if you'd like.
Why would you do that?
Like if Mark Mikolas owes you money or something like that.
I bet he doesn't owe anyone money.
Curse his picture. You can do that.
Jim.
I'm just saying, the option is yours. We don't know what you're going to do in the privacy of your own home. Okay, well, let's just end it right there.
I think
because Jennifer usually then says something inappropriate. Like, it always, like, one-ups me.
Did I say anything inappropriate?
Today?
I really didn't. Not yet.
No. You said my daughter does inappropriate things at school.
You told the world that my daughter is at college
doing unthinkable things.
Absolutely not. You said she's experimenting with all kinds of things at college, and I just said, I bet she is.
Right. With that.
Where did your mind go?
Jennifer Winberry.
I meant like charcoals and pastels and oil and watercolors.
Yes, that's not how our listening audience took it.
Tell me about this book sale, Jim. I have piles of books in my house.
The 2016 Friends of Hunterdon County Library book sale is coming up. The book drives are currently underway. If you've been through the library, you'll see stacks of books in our lobby. We will accept small amounts of books up until April 24th, Jennifer, at any of our library locations. If you have a lot of books and you don't want to drag them out of your car, what you can do is on Saturday, April 23rd and Sunday, April 24th, bring them to the fairgrounds where the book sale is being held on Saturday between 9 and 2 and from Sunday between 11 and 3. Just pull your car up. We'll have volunteers there to unload your car for you. So we welcome your donations. Donations we accept are hardbacks and paperbacks, children's books, DVDs and video games, books on CDs, CD and sheet music, and vinyl LPs. Unfortunately, we do not accept mildewed, moldy, or water-damaged books. Tapes, cassettes, or VHS, obviously, Jennifer. Worn, soiled, or torn books. Magazines, no magazines, please. No Reader's Digest condensed books. No library book discards. And no Time Life sets, please. Since they're probably dated, Jennifer, as are textbooks and encyclopedias.
The sets are hard to sell, but I have to say Time Life sets are, the Civil War and the World War II ones are really outstanding.
The date of the actual book sale, Jennifer. Yeah, I guess if history hasn't changed, those books aren't.
No, they're really hard to sell as a set because they're 30, 40 volumes.
But then, you know, knowledge has changed. Like books about dinosaurs from 10 years ago.
Let me tell you, there's a master index to the Civil War Time Life series. The minutiae that is indexed in there is just incredible.
And finally, the date of the actual book sales, Jennifer, Saturday, April 30th. Friends of the Huntington County Library members, or if you want to pay $20 to get in early, entry is from 8 to 10. Then the general public is admitted for free on Saturday, April 30th from 10 to 5 p.m. Sunday is half price day, and that the hours on Sunday, May 1st, are 10 to 3. And then Monday is bag sale. We'll provide a bag. You pay us $5, and you fill that bag with as many books as you can. And that's Monday, May 2nd from 9 to 3. So this is the Friends of the Huntington County Library Book Sale, the 20th Friends of the Huntington County Library Book Sale. For more information, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's information right on our homepage. Think that covers it, Jennifer?
I think that about covers it. But you said, we want your books. Not only do we want your books, we need your books. Because without your books and your support, there'd be no book sale.
That's right. So we appreciate all you do to make this book sale successful for so many years. And the monies from the book sale go to scholarship funds. They go to helping, benefiting the library's programs and services and furniture.
They do
everything.
The landscaping around the library.
Everything. The Friends of the Huntington County Library, we owe them immeasurable thanks. I'm using some big words today.
You really are. I'm very impressed. Not bad for an 11-year-old.
Oh, my gosh. And you're repeating jokes.
I know I am. I'm sorry.
Okay, Jennifer, I think it's time to go.
Do you? Are you just saying that?
Because I got some choice words for you.
Excellent. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
There are reports that several homes and buildings have collapsed after a strong earthquake hit southern Japan, hit about 9:30 local time. There are no immediate reports of casualties, no tsunami warning being issued. Protesting fast food workers in New York demand higher wages and the right to form a union.
The workers united, we never be defeated.
That all started this morning. The fast food workers in New York State soon going to get the $15 an hour they want, but they say they want to form unions as well. And that same wage for fast food workers should be applied to other restaurants throughout the country. The prime suspect in the Paris killings might have had his eye on a German nuclear research center. German newspapers saying that Salah Absalem had documents about a German nuclear research center in his apartment. Absalem suspected of playing a major role in the attacks in Paris. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com. Have you been to usaradio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphrey. Check it out, usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com.
Donald Trump campaign gets some good news from a Florida prosecutor. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with more.
Donald Trump's campaign manager will reportedly not be prosecuted after an incident last month with a reporter at a rally in Florida. Corey Lewandowski was charged with battery when he was accused of intentionally grabbing and bruising reporter Michelle Field's arm at a rally in Jupiter, Florida, for the GOP frontrunner. Politico is reporting that the Palm Beach County State Attorney is going to announce on Thursday that he's decided there's not enough evidence to prosecute Lewandowski. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying the Zika virus definitely causes birth defects. The director, Tom Frieden, saying it's now clear the Zika virus does cause the birth defect known as microcephaly, which can lead babies to be born with abnormally small heads. And a Brooklyn man only nicknamed as AJ now officially in the Guinness Book of World Records after watching TV for 94 hours straight. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com,